lot of folks.
Phil, before you address whether or not you think Jimmy Garoppolo is up for this challenge, can you tell us about Bigelow Tea?
Well, listen, I've been working for Bigelow Tea for 15 years. They've never really asked me to do anything. I'm not getting paid today to come down to Radio Row and talk about it. They're great people. The Bigelow family started the company back in 1945, and I drink their tea religiously. I've probably had 3 cups already today, and everybody that I've been talking to, we give it, they taste it. The quality is it's undeniable. It's been great, and I always say to people, you know, go to BigelowTea.com if you want to get some, but it's everywhere now, and they're coming out with all kinds of new products to stay well, you know, for your stomach, probiotics, just everything. But it's just a terrific company, private, and it's been an honor to really represent them for 15 years.
I had a cup of it this morning, Phil, if that helps.
Did you really?
I honest to God did, yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting to say that almost everywhere I go, they all go, oh, yeah, we drink Bigelow Tea. And I go, oh, man, that's great. Okay. And I know they do. I they're not that good of liars to get that to fool me that way. So, but, you know, the Mitchell Trubisky thing, it is what it is. I like him. I think he's a good athlete. Could he tighten up his throw motion? If he does that, that would be something I would think of, just me being a bystander, knowing just a little bit about it and everything. I teach a lot of quarterbacks, so I judge everybody. But, hey, look, I'll say this, and, you know, I'm not always defending quarterbacks. I don't. But when y'all played the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoff game 2 years ago, he was the best player on the field. That gets lost. He was the best player on the field that night. The throws at the time, everything he did to make those, and, of course, it's all washed away because the kick was missed. But so I think physically he has it to get it done, and, you know, I'm rooting for him because the pressure on these quarterbacks, I guess it always is that way. I just didn't realize it when I played. It's big, but I hope it works out for him, and if it does, then the Chicago Bear fans will be happy because that means y'all going to win a lot more games.
Hey, thanks a ton, Phil. Great catching up with you. Appreciate
it. Listen, yeah, don't lose my number. It's never changed. So don't give me this crap that you tried to call me and I wouldn't take your call. So you guys have a great day.
All right,
I wish you well down there.
You too. God bless.
Thank you.
That's great.
Okay.
Thanks so much. That's Phil Sims. Yeah, we've complained about many a quarterback.
You think he'd be calmer with the tea.
Yeah, he needs to get more probiotics. We'll be right back, Mully and Hall.
The biggest game on the planet is right here on The Score. Here, the Kansas City Chiefs.
For the first time in 50 years, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Take on the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54.
The San Francisco 49ers are going to the Super Bowl for the 7th time in franchise history.
Listen live Super Bowl Sunday only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Or radio.com sports station. A presentation of Westwood One Sports. Brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Sunday in Miami, there's a pretty big football game. Maybe you heard about it, but the night before might be even bigger. Radio.com's 5th annual The Night Before, starring Zach Brown Band.
And a little bit of chicken.
Saturday night at BB&T Center in Sunrise. Just in case you're not there in person, we're broadcasting the entire show for you with video on the free Radio.com app starting at 8:30 Eastern. The Night Before, a Radio.com event.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we are delighted to welcome in the Hall of Famer himself, Jimbo Covert, joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Jimbo, great talking to you again. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jimbo.
We're doing great, and you know, we're really interested in a lot of the stuff connected to this game, and maybe one of the greatest storylines here is when you read about the Chiefs' offensive line and the way they go about what they're doing and the idea that they make sure that they always are the team that is creating contact. They fire off the ball and they're hitting the opponent and they're driving them back, and that's why the running game works the way it does. And the Niners. And it's fascinating to think about the Niners running game and the idea that the holes, I mean, they're gigantic, and part of that is because they initiate contact. Is that an offensive lineman's dream?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to get a little weight forward and move people off the ball, I think is a lot of fun. And, you know, for an offensive lineman, you'd rather be running the football and creating momentum and I think it's important to take control of games like that. And you don't want to be, you know, down 21 and trying to pass block all the time. But, you know, you think about what those guys did. They were down, 24-7 or 24-0? Yeah. And they just, you know, the Chiefs came back and were able to, because they passed the ball that, and they were able to do that. But the Niners, man, they're going to be hard to beat. If you can control the football and you can keep it away from Kansas City, it's going to be an interesting matchup. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
So as a former offensive lineman, when you look at a team like the 49ers that tries to establish the tempo by running the football, and you fall in love with that idea and how they do that with their offensive line, how do you favor that approach more than you do against like the Chiefs? The Chiefs, they don't like to run the ball. They don't run the ball because they have the weapons. They have the Patrick Mahomes. It's force versus finesse, Jimbo. Do you lean toward force out of habit?
Oh, I do. I think all offensive linemen do. I think the issue is, though, if you think about it, you know, let's say 20 years ago, you know, the running backs were at a premium. I mean, people wanted a great running back. You know, they wanted the Walter Payton and guys like that, LaDainian Tomlinson, guys that can play and control game. They got away from that because they focus so much on the quarterback position. And if it's third and two, there's well just pass it. You know, and that's kind of what the league started doing. The 49ers never got away from just running the football, creating momentum, making first downs, you know, having time possession, keeping the other, you know, offense off the field. And that's what we did very well. I think I looked at it. Someone told me, on the stats thing. And I think I started 111 games, 110 games. And I think we led in the games I started in time possession in like 92 of them.
Wow. That's
so that's how you keep your other, you know, offense off the field and control games.
That's how you help your defense too. Jimbo, yeah, you're going to be with Coach Ditka, right? The 11th annual Ditka and Jaws Cigars with the Stars is benefiting the Gridiron Greats, which Ditka is very tight with, their assistance fund and Ron Jaworski, the Jaws youth playbook. Now you're there because you're a Hall of Famer, but you're there because you're a champion, but you also, you know, care about this event, right?
Yeah, we do. Last night at my golf club, we raised a pretty good chunk of money for Gridiron Greats, and it's an enthusiastic membership and down here in Florida, and really feel that, you know, the things they're doing at Gridiron Greats and the people that they're helping and, you know, guys that are just, you know, played in the league a while ago that are just, you know, less fortunate, that guys like me and other people have been able to just get together and say, hey, how can we help? So we did that last night, and tonight is the Dick and Jaws Cigars with the Stars, we're calling it. And it's at the Paramount Miami World Center. A friend of mine, Art Falcone, owns it. So it'll be from 7 to 11 tonight. There's still tickets available, and if you're down here and would like to go, I think you can go on the website and do it at DickaJawsCigars.com, and if you use a code DICKA100, all capital, you can get $100 off. But, I mean, it's really an important cause, and, you know, the Gridiron Greats is just, you know, has been really important to me and Coach Dick. And, you know, we're helping with medical assistance, financial assistance, and other things like that, and just kind of getting guys that need a little help to get it. So I think it's important.
So, Jimbo, how different has it been this week walking around Miami as a Hall of Famer? We're running in and rubbing shoulders with other Hall of Famers. How different is that?
It's kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's good seeing everybody. And last night we had this thing in my golf club, and we had some guys there. Tony Siragusa came. Mark Sanchez came. It was really nice. Coach Dicka came. So, you know, it's fun seeing all the guys. And now doing this Radio Row thing as a Hall of Famer is a little bit different. but they got me stacked up. So it's a lot of fun.
Who are you picking in the game?
You know, we started talking about that kind of running game and Kansas City's ability to come back with a passing game. And, I mean, I love Kansas City. I think Mahomes is one of the most exciting players to come around in a long time. But you know what? I mean, if they can keep him off the field with that running game, it's going to be really interesting. So I kind of like the 49ers. You know, I just feel like their defense is strong and they got a great running game. And it's kind of a recipe for success when you have things like that. And if you can keep the other offense off the field and keep Mahomes on the bench, they're going to be hard to beat.
I know he came after you. Before we let you go, do you know Andy Heck, the Chiefs offensive line coach? He also played for the Bears.
Yeah, I know Andy. I've met him a couple times. In fact, Joe Moore, who is my line coach, coached him in Notre Dame. So I met Andy when he was at Notre Dame and then a couple times after that. And, he knows how to coach. And, you know, he's a Joe Moore guy. And any of those Joe Moore guys like Harry and those other guys, I mean, they know what they're doing. So there's just not too many guys like that in the league that really get it, and he's one of them. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it should be a decent game. I'm a little surprised that the point spread is only one. I think Mahomes, you talk to people about it, it just seems kind of wacky that so many people, I'm glad to hear you picking the Niners, because I was leaning that way, and I think so many people are falling in love with the point total.
Well, I'm an NFC guy, too. So,
there you go.
Right? I mean, we should be NFC guys.
That's right. So. We're trained in that. All right.
Have fun tonight, Jimbo.
Thank you. Great catching up with you, as always.
Hey, thanks,
really appreciate
guys. I really appreciate it. And thank you for letting me plug Gridiron Greats. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds great. That is Jimbo Covert, the Hall of Famer.
That's always a fun party, the Ditka party.
Yes.
A lot of Hall of Famers show up, and a lot of, you know, Jimbo, I've seen him at the pass. He comes in with Dan Marino often, mm-hmm. is at these parties.
He protects him.
He does. Like, you know, you see Jimbo.
It's old habits die hard.
You know that Dan Marino's behind him. Jimbo comes first and kind of clears the path with a couple forearm shivers.
It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
You're listening to Mully and Haw, Chicago's number one sports morning show. They cover all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the most historic moments in Chicago sports. When you think Chicago sports, think Mully and Haw. Mornings 5 to 9, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room, and when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, well, what kind? You say, chocolate lab. And weave a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
Football is such a small part of your life chronologically, but a gigantic part of your life emotionally. You know, the highs and lows, you can't ever replace that in anything. You think you can, but you can't. Just your teammates, being around them, and you miss all that.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And we're back with Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. Line 7.
How are the players going to keep their edge for the Super Bowl?
They're Sleep Number 360 smart beds. You can choose the comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Next caller.
Okay, but can it help keep me asleep?
Yes. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you both comfortable. Only for a limited time. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. To find your competitive edge, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
What's up, everybody? This is Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet, a Radio.com sports original. Listen and watch every day as my co-host and I bring you expert sports betting advice. To watch and listen to the show, head to Radio.com/bet, download the Radio.com app and search Bet, or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey, Alexa, play You Better You Bet. We're on live every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern and on NFL Sunday starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. You can also listen to the show on demand anytime on the Radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Jimbo Covert is joining us. What is most important to you on how fans remember you both on and off the field, Jimbo?
Well, you know, I think the thing, Danny, is I just came in day one and started from the very first day of minicamp, and you know, I don't regret anything in my career. There were times when I played when maybe I shouldn't have. 88 when I hurt my back and came back and played 6 weeks later, that, you know, I believe shortened my career, but I don't regret that. You know, I made a decision and did it, and you know, I wish I could have played longer, but I just kind of wore out, so I left it all out on the field. And I'm going to be 60 this year coming up, and you know, I'm still walking upright, not all bent over, so I don't regret any of it.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
The National Constitution Center serves as America's leading platform for constitutional education and debate. Through its museum in historic Philadelphia, just steps from where the Constitution was signed, and its online interactive Constitution, the center brings together people of all ages and perspectives to learn about, debate, and celebrate the greatest vision of human freedom in history, the U.S. Constitution. For podcasts, live programs, constitutional news, and educational resources, visit constitutioncenter.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Joe Madden, what can players and fans expect from David Ross as the manager of the Cubs?
A lot like he was as a player. David's going to be the same, and that's the beauty of it. David's not going to change. That's the one piece of advice I did give to him, because he needs to manage like he played. And if he does that, he's going to be just fine.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, Scoreheads, big news. Now you can pause and rewind live Score Radio on the Radio.com app.
Just download the latest Radio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the Score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite Score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your Radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the Radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live Score Radio.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
Football is such a small part of your life chronologically, but a gigantic part of your life emotionally. You know, the highs and lows, you can't ever replace that in anything. You think you can, but you can't. Just your teammates, being around them, and you miss all that.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cash the Ticket, a Mike Valenti podcast.
PJ Fleck, he's got to start winning. He has to, because it has not gone good for his tenure so far. And this
plus
is a game.
He dresses like a barber.
Yeah.
What is it with the joggers? Up with the shirt and tie. He looks like a 1940s barber.
Well, this is a game he can't drop. Minnesota has been pretty good against the non-conference, but in terms of covering the spread, I think this is just simply a game that Minnesota has to have.
Cash the Ticket. Get it on radio.com and Apple iTunes.
It all starts with just one thing. This year, resolve to use less gas. You can carpool to work a few days a week, walk any distance under a mile, and consider an electric vehicle for your next car. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went, people